Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Royal Path of Life by T.L. Haynes and L.W. Yagi, published in 1882. My friends, life is a royal path. Decide at once upon a noble purpose, then take it up bravely, bear it joyfully, lay it down triumphantly. Life is not mean, it is grand. If it is mean to any, they make it so themselves. God made it glorious. Its channel he paved with diamonds, its banks he fringed with flowers, he overarched it with stars. Around it he spread the glory of the physical universe. Suns, moons, worlds, constellations. Systems magnificent in motion, sublime in magnitude, and grand in order and obedience. God would not have created life with this broad expanse of grandeur if it did not mean something. How much life means? Words refuse to tell. Because they cannot. The very doorway of life is decorated with flowery emblems to indicate that it is for some purpose. The mystery of our being, the necessity of action, the relation of cause and effect, the dependence of one thing upon another, the mutual influence and affinity of all things. Assure us that life is for a purpose to which every outward thing does point. The person that floats lazily down the stream of life, in pursuit of something borne along by the same current, will find themselves indeed moving forward. But unless they lay their hand to the oar, and increase their speed by their own labor, they must always be at the same distance from that which they are following. In our voyage of life, we must not drift but steer. Every person should form, at the outset of their career, the solemn purpose to make the most and best of the powers which God has given them, and to turn to the best possible account every outward advantage within their reach. This purpose must carry with it the assent of the reason, the approval of the conscience, and the sober judgment of the intellect. It should then embody within itself whatever is strong in desire, inspiring in hope, thrilling in enthusiasm, and intense in resolve. Such a plan will save you from many a damaging contest with temptation. It will regulate your sports and recreations. It will hold your eyes waking as you toil at night. It will watch over your slumber to wake you at the appointed hour and summon you to the cheerful duties of your chosen pursuit. Those who labor and study under the inspiration of such a purpose will soon soar out of the sight of those who barely allow themselves to be carried along by the momentum of the machinery to which they are attached. Many pass through life without even a consciousness of where they are and what they are doing. Human life is a watchtower, and it is the clear purpose of God that everyone should take their stand atop the tower. Look, listen, learn, wherever you go. Wherever you tarry, Something is always transpiring to reward your attention. Let your eyes and ears be always open, and you will often observe in the smallest incidents materials of advantage and means of personal improvement. Think out your work, then work out your thought. No one can pursue a worthy object with all the powers of their mind and yet make their life a failure. Never be cast down by misfortunes. If the sun is going down, look up to the stars. If earth is dark, keep your eye on heaven. With the presence and promise of God, we can bear up under anything. Press on, my friends, and never falter or fear.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.